But when? I was out on the Elm City Strip this morning. I went out to deliver something to the...
Now, these are all topics that we talked about a little bit the first time I was here. So what I'm hoping to do today is get a few more details on each one. Taking you back to the time when you lived in that house at the ranch at Lad Canyon, uh-huh. I guess probably before you went to high school and maybe while you were in high school also, you told me something last time about preparing meals. Your mother cooked on a wood stove, I think you said.
Yes.
And did you have to get wood to keep the stove going?
Well, they generally piled wood and we had a wood box.
Yeah.
We put the split wood in
there.
Uh-huh. It wasn't very far to get put in the fire.
And did that stove get very hot?
Yes, it would if you put too much wood in it.
Yes. And how hot did your mother like it to be for cooking?
Well, she seemed to think that's what she had to cook on, I guess, and she liked it.
Yeah. Could you describe, say, a dinner that she would make, a fairly typical dinner?
Well, she always had some kind of meat and potatoes and gravy and some kind of vegetable.
How did she cook the meat, usually?
Well, she'd fry it and then cook it until it was done. I don't remember very many roasts. I think most of them were cooked on top of the stove.
Did she put some kind of grease in the pan?
Yeah, she'd put some bacon grease or in the pan for us.
How did that smell?
It smelled good.
What time would she start cooking?
Well, in the evening, I think we had a big meal at noon.
Oh, you did? Even on school days?
Well, no, not on school days. We took our lunch to school, but I think when the men were home working, why we had our meal at noon.
Uh-huh.
And usually she's starting about from a half to an hour ahead.
I see. Okay. And then potatoes, sometimes mashed and maybe sometimes baked potatoes? Fried?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you help to cut up the potatoes?
Yes. And the fried potatoes were often, somebody showed her how to cook them, camp potatoes with onions in them, and she cooked them often that way.
That smelled good too, I'll bet.
Well, I'll say it, sure.
Yes, it did. What kinds of vegetables?
Well, several things out of the garden that they'd put down in the cellar. Beets and turnips and carrots.
And how were they cooked usually?
Well, usually put on and boiled and then a little seasoning put on them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you cream them.
Uh-huh. And what was the food served on? I know plates, but what kind of plates?
Well, she had a set of plates that I can't.
Were they crockery or metal?
Oh, no, they were porcelain.
Porcelain, uh-huh.
But I can't remember that they had any. Oh, yes, we kids had our own plates. We had children's plates.
Yeah.
Mine had I think it was a man on a monkey or something, not a bicycle.
Did these plates get chipped and cracked?
Oh, I can't remember that mine did very much.
Uh-huh.
It might have some on the edge, but I didn't pay attention to it.
Well, I imagine you used the same plate for month after month.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How did you wash them?
Oh, she just put them in the dishpan and put water part way up and got in there and washed with their hands.
Now, you didn't have hot water coming out of a pipe, did you?
No, we just had the cold water.
You had to heat the water on the stove
and
wash the dishes? And then what kind of soap?
Well, I think she made her own soap.
Really?
Lye and grease and stuff.
Do you remember watching her do that?
Yes, I remember her.
What was the process like?
Well, We just thought it was something that she'd done. And
yeah, but what did she actually do? I'm not sure I know. How would you
make
soap?
Well, she'd melt the grease, and then she added the lye to it, so much lye. And
lye burns your hands, doesn't it?
What?
Lye burns your hands, doesn't it?
Well, it didn't seem to in the soap.
Well, maybe she diluted it.
And then she'd, well, I can't remember just what else she did put in the soap, but she'd put it in a pan, and when it got cold, she'd take a knife and cut it in bars.
I see. And there wasn't any such thing as detergent then, was there?
No.
Neither powder nor liquid?
No.
Just plain old. Did you use the same soap for washing, taking a bath, as you did for washing the dishes?
No, I think she had hand soap that she used for the bath.
Did she make that too?
And, well, it seemed like she bought it.
Ah. Could you buy Camay soap at that time?
I'm not sure about that, but I know we had soap.
Did it smell good?
Yes. She might have made it because she'd always put a little perfume in it.
Oh, I wondered about that. Oh, yeah. Did she put that in the dishwashing soap, too?
No, she didn't put it in that.
So you could tell
the... smelled like old Nampa soap.
Uh-huh. You could tell the hand soap from the dishwashing soap by the smell.
And it was a hand soap, the dishwasher soap was yellow in color. Mm-hmm. There's something put in it turned yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was that she put in it. But
I'll bet she had two different pans for washing dishes, one for the soap and then one to rinse. Is that right?
But yes.
Uh-huh. Did you have towels to dry the place, or
had
just let them air dry?
We dried dishes with the towels.
Mm-hmm.
As always, my job was to dry dishes,
mm-hmm.
not to wash them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I had to wash them, but not very often.
Were the dish towels made out of flour sacks?
Yes.
Flour sacks, uh-huh. Of course, at that time, you could buy things like that in Le Grand, couldn't you? Dish towels?
Well, I don't know whether you could or not.
Well, you were going into Le Grand, I think you said, on weekends,
yes,
to shop.
Yes, we went in there. We probably bought some.
Mm-hmm.
We used flour sacks an awfully lot.
Yeah.
Saved all of them. And
I think you said that you didn't have a lot of money, so you probably had to save money wherever you could.
No, didn't have a lot of money because Dad didn't. Well, in the wintertime, he didn't work any, and in the summertime, he was a thresher, and he threshed wheat for people.
Uh-huh.
They had a threshing machine. He needed another fella.
Mm-hmm. Did he have enough money to give you kids an allowance?
I don't remember any allowance.
Well, how did you get money to buy things in Le Grand?
Well, I don't think we kids bought very much.
Oh, you didn't?
I think it was always the older ones bought a little bit, and they must have had a little money.
Maybe they'd give you a couple of pennies for a candy or something like that?
Well, yes, they might have.
Uh-huh. That must have been a big treat.
It was a treat, and we went to a little shop. There was a man that owned it, and he was blind, and he could see. He knew where all that candy was in that case, and if you tell him you want some kind, he'd go right to where it was.
What was your favorite kind?
And mine was an all-day sucker.
All-day sucker. It would last the longest, huh?
And he had ice cream, too.
Mm-hmm.
He'd give you a great big dish of ice cream for a dime.
A dime. Was that, by any chance, the Midge Wright drugstore in Le Grand?
No, that one was down by Goss's secondhand store.
Moon drugstore?
His store was.
Kind of where Dolvin's is now?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Down a little farther than Dolvin's.
Oh, yeah.
About two places down farther.
Uh-huh. And was it just an ice cream store, or was it a drugstore,
yes,
too?
No, he just had ice cream and candy.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet a lot of kids went there.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Your meals in the summertime, were they much different from what they were in the winter?
I can't remember. They were much different because sometimes we want to go on a picnic, and Dad said, well, they used to go on a picnic when we had a place right where we were.
Every day was a picnic.
And he wasn't much a picnic.
I see. Well, you lived out in the woods, so it probably seemed like a picnic all the time. If there was food left over from a meal, was there any cool place to store it?
Nowhere but under the sink. Mm-hmm. That place was cool. She used that for cooler. And then sometimes she put things out on the back porch.
I guess you said there were some cracks in the wall so that the air could come through, and that would certainly cool things in the winter.
Yes.
Yes. Is there anything else about preparing food or getting food that you remember that I haven't asked about?
I don't think so. I remember we kids, I think I told you that last time, that we used to go home and they'd go to town. We'd go home and from school and get a piece, they'd kill a hog and
yes.
Cut a piece off and fry it on
yes,
top of the stove.
Yes, you did tell me that. Because you were awfully hungry when you came home from school. Well, let's go to clothing. I think you said some of your clothing your mother made.
Yes, she did.
Got a piece of cloth and cut a hole in the top and then
yes.
Sew it together on the side. That was your dress. But some of the clothes you bought in stores.
Well, yes. Yeah.
So when you were quite young and going to the one-room school, what kind of clothing did you wear usually?
Well, I think I generally wore those dresses you made.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me like they was just a hole for the neck and stick her arms in holes and then she put a thing around the middle.
Uh-huh. Did you wear any kind of a slip under it? Or
well,
a shirt?
Well, we must have.
Maybe a tight-fitting shirt?
I can't remember that.
Did all girls wear pretty much the same thing?
Yes, they wore pretty much the same thing.
So I guess you weren't too disturbed that
no,
you didn't look...
We didn't
right.
pay attention to what we wore.
The style wasn't a concern, huh?
Everybody out there was poor, I guess, weren't they?
Yes.
What did the boys wear? A shirt and pants?
They wore overalls.
Oh, yeah, overalls. Bib overalls that came up with the straps over the shoulders?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Anything underneath that? Like a shirt?
They'd have a shirt on.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what sorts of shoes did you kids have?
Well, generally Oxfords or something like that.
That sounds expensive.
I can't remember ever having any button shoes or anything like that. Was going.
You right. These were tie shoes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you think you bought those in Le Grand?
I must have, I guess.
I wonder if you remember ever using a Sears Roebuck or a Montgomery Ward catalog
to buy
clothes.
Oh, yes, a lot of things were ordered out of the Montgomery Ward catalog.
Usually clothing?
Clothing, and I remember my doll, first doll, was ordered out of the catalog.
And how would it be delivered?
Well, it come in the mail, and they put in the doll's still in the box it came in. I've got it at home.
You do?
And it's a sleepy-eyed doll.
Uh-huh.
And,
Well, how was the mail delivered, or did you have to go somewhere to pick it up?
Yes, down by the, about 2 or 3 miles down the road, they had a place where they had all the mailboxes. One of them was ours.
I see. Well, if a doll box would fit in that mailbox, it must have been fairly big.
Oh, sometimes it'd be large. And we didn't have them big mailboxes then. We had those that were smaller, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they just tie a string on the package and tie it to the mailbox.
Oh, I see.
And, I can't remember. I might have got the doll for Christmas. I don't remember.
Was it exciting?
I've been wanting one for a long time, and I wanted one with the sleepy eyes, and my brother took it apart to see what made the eyes blink.
And that was the end of that doll, huh?
So it wasn't much good after that.
What did you do to him?
Well, he was bigger than me.
Oh.
Wasn't much
you just complained, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of clothing did your parents wear?
Well, I remember mother wearing a kind of a gathered skirt And I don't remember having any dresses on. She mostly wore these, they were blue material, and she sewed them herself, and they had a band around the waist.
And down to the ankles?
Yes.
And would she wear heavy stockings?
Yes, she'd wear heavier stockings, cotton stockings.
And how did she fix her hair?
And she put it in it was long, and she wore it in a bun up here. Until they started cutting their hair, and she got awfully mad about people cutting their hair, but it wasn't very long until she decided to have hers cut. And then she had waves all over the top of her hair. Her hair was actually wavy.
Why do you think she was angry about cutting her hair?
She just thought we'd gone to the dogs if we start doing that.
You mean you weren't a good or nice woman if you cut your hair?
Yes, uh-huh.
That would have been about the 1920s?
Somewhere along there.
That's when women didn't women who cut their hair say they bobbed their hair?
Mm-hmm.
And was the idea of bobbing their hair associated with women who were, let's say, loose?
Yes, I think so.
Did they smoke too, do you think?
No, I don't think so, because I remember my sister having her hair bobbed, and I can't remember that she smoked.
Oh, okay. Didn't have to go together. Did your mother ever wear any lipstick or any rouge?
I don't think so. I don't think any of them used any makeup. I can't remember them using any.
You said she had perfume, though.
Yes, she did have perfume.
But she used that in the soap and not on her?
Uh-huh. She'd put some on her once in a while.
I see. Did she ever dress up and go to a party or a dance?
Well, no, except for the get-together club was a club they had out there of the women in the neighborhood, and they'd all get together and have an afternoon of a kind of a party. They'd get together, and sometimes during the war, I think they made neck scarves, and they made mittens, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I guess they just caught up on the news.
How did they dress, maybe differently from the way they usually dressed?
Well, they didn't dress much differently, except that maybe the material was a little better material.
Maybe cleaner?
Yes. They don't always have on a clean dress.
Yes. And did your mother wash the family's clothes pretty much the same way she washed the dishes with that soap that she'd made?
Yeah, so we had a washboard.
A washboard.
Washed the clothes. I remember one time in the summertime we washed out in the backyard where it was cooler because I had to wash that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now
washboards, as I recall, are pretty hard on the knuckles.
Yes, they are.
You come out red and bleeding, don't you?
Yes, they are.
But there was nothing else?
No, I think that's all.
And you need to be able to scrub dirty clothes on something to get the dirt out, don't you?
Well, we scrub them on the board.
Yeah, right.
And then boil them. We put them in the boiler.
Oh, you boil them too. What did that do to the colors?
Well, we didn't notice any difference. I suppose there was, but we kids didn't pay attention to the color.
And how often would clothes get washed?
Every week. We'd have wash day on Monday and iron the clothes on Tuesday and had that as a ritual.
I remember some sort of a nursery rhyme about that. Monday wash day, Tuesday, something else, Wednesday, for every day of the week. Do you remember that one?
I remember it, but I can't say it.
I guess that was sort of the rule about how people did things, wasn't it?
Yes,
there are certain days for each kind of activity?
Always had to have wash the clothes on Monday.
Uh-huh. Why do you think that was?
I don't know.
I guess
somebody must have started and just kept it up.
Everybody agreed that's when you wash your clothes.
Yes.
Then I suppose you had to hang up the clothes to dry outside.
Oh, yes, we hung them outside on the clothesline.
And did you just flop them over the clothesline, or did you have pins?
No, we had clothespins.
Wooden ones?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And was this wash line so high that when you were a little girl you couldn't reach it?
Yes, it was. I don't think I hung them up much when I was a little girl because the line was too high. But I remember getting old enough to hang them up. And I remember hanging up some for Dad one time, and it was the underwear had sleeves in it. And
was that the long one-piece underwear?
One-piece.
Top and bottom all together?
Yes. Uh-huh. And we'd hang it up, and it looked just like somebody standing
there. Yes. And I imagine it got pretty yellow.
Yes, it did, I think.
And how did, you said your mother didn't want to cut her hair, but I suppose the kids and the men cut their hair.
Yes, my sister was the first one that cut hers, and mother about had a fit.
Well, who did the cutting?
Well, she had a cut in town,
I think.
I don't know whether the barber cut it or whether she went to some of her friends. Don't remember.
Did the boys usually go to a barber in town?
And they... Well, I don't know whether they went to a barber or whether mother cut it for them. I know that during the war, my husband and his brother, they used to cut each other's hair.
Yeah.
And his brother went to the service, so I told him, well, I'd cut his hair, and he thought about it a while, and he decided it'd be all right. And so I started cutting, and I ran out of hair. He never let me cut it again.
You got down to the skin?
Huh?
You got down to the skin?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, I suppose you'd say, I'm going to have somebody else do this now.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He never let me cut it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Places in the house did you have to keep your clothes? I'm wondering if your clothes hung in closets, or if you folded them up in drawers, or what?
Well, they were both. Some of them was in drawers, and some of them hung up on the coat hangers in closets.
And did you have enough clothes to be able to wear something different each day?
Oh, when I got my first dress when I started high school, and I sure liked that dress, and I put it on, and I think I wore it every day for a week anyway.
Uh-huh. Then you washed it on the week on the Monday and started wearing it again?
Oh, I imagine. Mm-hmm. I can't remember for sure, but I imagine I did.
Did you see women in Le Grand who were wearing clothes that you thought were very, very nice, that
yes,
you'd like to have?
Yes, we saw one lady, and her name, I think, was Ludwig. And she was always dressed up when she was uptown. There were two or three of them dressed extra nice. And generally, they had a muff to put their hands in. I had a muff.
Fur?
For my hands.
Was it fur?
Hung around my neck and down, and then I put my hands in that to keep them warm.
Uh-huh.
And somebody gave me one, or I got one somebody.
Mm-hmm. How about hats? Did most women wear hats?
Well, yes. We wore hats, too.
Mm-hmm.
And different kinds of hats. And after I got into high school, I always went by, had enough to go and buy a hat, and I generally wore little hats, kind of turbans or little hats that came around, and as I remember.
Were they mainly to keep you warm, your head warm?
Well, I don't think they thought of that so much as they just thought it was a style.
Okay. Can you remember the first, or the dress you wear when you went to your first dance?
Well, I don't think I, probably that one I wore the first day I went to school, maybe. That was about the only good dress I had.
Uh-huh.
Well, I just wondered if you'd gone to a dance at high school and you just thought you had to have
a new prom dress. It was a pink. It's still in, I still got it in the cedar chest upstairs, I think. And it was a pink dress with the short sleeves.
Did you have a necklace and a bracelet to go with that, or maybe earrings?
Well, I don't remember. Somewhere along the way, I got a blue bracelet and a white one. But I don't know whether that was when I was in high school or whether it was later. But I remember wearing it. And it wasn't made out of silver or gold, it was plastic and it was kind of bones stuff that they made, and then they put the sets on top of it.
I'm surprised to hear that it was plastic.
Well, it might not have been plastic, but it wasn't gold or silver.
A cheaper metal, maybe?
It wasn't metal, it was like a bone.
A bone, oh yeah.
It was solid.
Yeah. It could have looked a little like plastic, I suppose.
Yes.
We were talking about preparing meals at home. During your first 15 or 20 years of life, did you ever go to a restaurant of any kind? Like maybe at Hot Lake?
Well, I can't remember going to Hot Lake then. I know when we went to town that Mother would always take me into the restaurant, and we'd have not so much a meal as we'd have some refreshments of some kind. And
tea and cookies?
What?
Tea and cookies?
Well, I don't think we had cookies. We must have had tea. And I know that they, one restaurant was called White, and all their tablecloths were white. They had one on each table. And then there was an Anthony's Cafe that we often went to. And they were the ones that had the bowls of crackers on the table.
Do you think you did not have a full meal because it was too expensive?
No, we were satisfied to have. I don't remember just what we'd have pie or something, and maybe the tea with it, or maybe we'd get something to eat. I don't remember just what we did have to eat.
I suppose that was a treat.
Yes, it was. We were tickled to death to go in there.
I wonder if LeGrand at that time had a Chinese restaurant.
So they had one pretty early. I don't remember just what year she was in there, but there was a little Chinese lady here, and I asked her if she remembered anything about Annie, but she didn't. And it was called Mary's, and it was up there across from the City Hall, the old post office. They served noodles a lot, Chinese noodles. And when I go in and stay with my sister, she was married and living on Grandy Avenue, and she'd send her girls and me up with a gallon bucket, and we'd go up there and they'd fill that bucket up with noodles. We'd take it home to eat. They had gallon buckets all over the floor, and some cats.
And why do you think that?
I don't know.
Why do you think that people wanted to take noodles home to eat? Were they better than the noodles you could cook at home?
Well, it tasted better, and I suppose they cost less.
Oh, I see.
I don't remember just what we paid for them, but not very much.
And just plain noodles, or was there something else?
No, they were Chinese noodles and in a broth.
I see.
It tasted awfully good.
Now, you mentioned you remembered seeing a Chinese woman. Did you see very many other Chinese people, or maybe other places than in restaurants?
Well, there was a section of town that had the Chinese people were in, and they had, I don't know if they had any stores or not, but they lived underground. They had a basement out of the stores, and they'd be under there. And when Frank would deliver coal, why, he said he'd look down. There were black people down there too, and he'd look down there, and he said all he could see were their shining eyeballs. And he delivered coal to them.
Why did you think they lived underground?
Well, maybe the price suited them better. I don't know. But
do you think
there were quite a few in Chinatown, we called them.
Uh-huh. Is it possible that they lived underground so that the white people would see less of them?
Well, that might have been true. They didn't seem to go around town too much. We'd see the Chinese once in a while, but don't seem like we saw them on the sidewalks too much when we were in there.
Well, did it seem to you that white people thought that the blacks and the Chinese weren't as good as white people?
Well, yes, they had a Tong War one time, and at the post office building in the city hall there, and one man got killed, I remember. And
what was that about?
Oh, they got in a fight over something, and it ended up in the...
You ever talk yourself to any of the Chinese or the black people?
Well, no, we talked English, and they seemed to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But whether they did or not, I don't know.
Well, would you remember anything like a conversation?
We talked to Mary back then in the back when we got the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed to understand. We talked something about the food, I guess, and about the pretty day or something like that going on.
Yeah.
And she always seemed to understand us.
Mm-hmm.
And then she moved down to another place.
What kind of work did the black people seem to do?
Well, they didn't seem to do very much. They were down those holes, and I never saw them working very much.
They didn't have jobs on the railroad?
I don't think so. I don't know how they got along. Some of them may have worked on the railroad, and the conductors on a railroad were usually black.
I thought it was usually the porters who were black.
Yes.
In the Pullman cars.
Yes.
Did you see any black children in school?
I don't believe we did. I can't remember seeing any black ones.
Not even in high school?
No, not even in high school.
Mm. Of course, at that time, it was certainly when I was growing up, a lot of people quit school at eighth grade. They didn't try to go on to high school.
Yes, that's the way with my family. I was the only one in the family that went through high school. My sister started, but they quit.
Did they?
Everybody said they just went in the front door and out the back.
And did you ever figure out why they didn't stick with it?
They didn't like school. They wanted to get a job. My older sister got a job in the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, when she was going to grade school, why, she'd go to school and then get a headache, and her sister had to have to take her home, and there wasn't nothing the matter with her. She just didn't want to go to school.
Mm-hmm. But you did want to go to school.
Yes.
Do you remember why you thought you wanted it or needed to go to school?
Well, I just thought I needed to learn more.
What made you different?
I don't know. I must have got some different genes.
I guess so. Did you like to read from the time you were small?
Oh, boy, did I like to read. Mother said if she ever needed me to help her, she'd go look in the corner and find me with a book.
Now, that could have something to do with the idea of your going on to high school.
It might have been.
Yeah, because if you could read, you could probably do the schoolwork better.
Yes. Well, I could read, I got a lot of books out of the library. I got all of Emily Loring's books. I liked them. And
Emily Loring?
Uh-huh.
Were they fiction?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I hated history. I just couldn't get anywhere in history. And that old history didn't mean anything to me then.
Did you have to memorize a
yes,
lot? And take tests on dates and name people's names?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's enough to make almost anybody dislike history.
Well, I didn't like Caesar and some of those people that were in the old books.
Did you like the English class the best then, maybe?
Yes, I liked English pretty good. What they have, the phrasing and things that they taught us.
In writing?
Well, they call them clauses and...
Oh, yes, grammar.
Yes.
Clauses and phrases and subjects and predicates.
Yes,
verbs.
I liked that.
You did. Do you remember why you liked it?
No, I just did.
It just appealed to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think maybe you told me that you took some kind of a home economics class, cooking
yes,
or sewing.
Yes, I took it, and I liked it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I took Latin, but I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I failed at when I was in high school was Latin.
Mm-hmm. How well do you remember what you did in the cooking class?
Well, I remember making what they call floating island.
Yes, I think you mentioned that.
That's what stays in my mind best.
And you made those at home then later, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
And I enjoyed the cooking classes. There were about seems to me like there was about 8 or 10 or 12 girls in it.
No boys were ever in a cooking class?
I don't think so. They wouldn't take cooking, I don't think then.
Uh-huh. They do now.
Yes.
Yes. Did you take a typing class?
Yes, I took typing. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Could you type fast enough when you finished that class that you could have gotten a job as a typist?
Well, yes. I typed enough that I could, type for a business job.
Uh-huh.
And then I intended to take shorthand, but they weren't teaching it at half time in January, and I didn't get to take it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you remember about school activities that was especially either good or bad?
Well, they were good, and we used to play Pop the Whip a lot. And see me like they always put me on the end. I'd fall down and I'd go home and mother would have to darn my socks.
Because
the knee went out.
Uh-huh. But you went ahead and played anyway.
Yes.
Tell me a little more about how teachers disciplined the kids in school. What they did exactly.
Jenny, she'd make us learn verse, you know, a poem, and then recite it to her, and then next morning, I'd learned it quick, but I forgot it by the next morning. And then a lot of those are Longfellows and different ones.
You didn't have to do that because you had done something bad, did you?
Well, yes.
I mean, when I said discipline, I mean when kids misbehave, they talk too much or they threw things, and then they had to be punished.
Well, I think she just talked to them. I don't think she ever spanked. I can't remember the teacher spanking anybody.
Did you ever have a man teacher?
No, they were all women.
All women, even in lower grades.
Yes.
Yeah. So they probably weren't strong enough to spank the boys anyway.
I doubt that.
They just talked to them. Would they just say, "Now you shouldn't do that. Don't do it again," or anything worse than that?
That's the most they ever done. I don't remember them slapping anybody or anything like that.
Could it be that the kids were pretty well behaved most of the time?
Well, they were pretty well behaved. They knew they had to be, or they'd get the teacher talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty well behaved.
If kids wouldn't behave in school, could they be kicked out?
Let's see. Well, one time I think they got kicked out. They and misbehaved with a girl, I think, and the chairman of the board and all of them came down there to have a talk, and they called in most of the kids to give us, say what they thought about it, and they didn't call me. And I was upset because it didn't get called.
Why did you want to be called?
Well, I just wanted to be one of them, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I see. Do you ever remember seeing a student with a dunce cap on?
No, always didn't. She
maybe that was no longer being used. You remember stories, or you've seen pictures, haven't you, of kids with standing in the corner with a dunce cap on?
Yes, well, she'd make you stand in the corner, but you didn't have any dunce cap on.
I see. So I guess when you were in school, most teachers didn't try to humiliate kids who were misbehaving.
No, they definitely didn't.
Let's talk a little about the kinds of vehicles that you would travel in. I think you said that when you were little, you went in a wagon often.
We had a wagon and we had a buggy. I remember the buggy we had.
You want a drink of water?
No, thank you. It'll be all right.
Okay.
Was this a buggy for two people?
Well, I think it was for two, but there was always more in that room.
And I suppose in the wintertime you had lots of blankets in there.
Yes, we had lots of blankets. And Jimmy likes to put hot rocks or bricks or something at her feet.
Yes.
And the buggy, I think, had fringe around it, if I remember right.
Oh, yes. You know that song about the buggy with the fringe on top?
Yes, and then...
They called that a surrey, though.
One time the brothers were gone. My parents were gone, and the brothers decided to drive through the creek, and they drove through all right, and hit a limb on a tree and took off the top. So we had a buggy without a top.
Uh-huh. I suppose they went through the creek because they were taking a shortcut.
Yes, I imagine. Mm-hmm.
Would that have been with one horse?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then when you went in a wagon, I imagine you had more than one horse.
Yes, we had two.
Uh-huh. And the wagon had hay in the bottom, or straw?
It generally had straw. Mm-hmm.
And a place, did you have to sit on the floor, or was there some sort of a bench?
No, I think we sat on the floor.
We're getting a visitor here. Hello. Oh, she's bringing water. Good.
I heard her coughing.
Yeah.
Pickle apple juice.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. How attentive you are.
Well, I get a dry throat when I do a lot of that.
Oh, yes, sure.
Is that nice?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
When you went in the wagon, was that how you'd get, for instance, to Hot Lake?
More often than not, we went in the buggy. Mm-hmm. We went to Hot Lake.
Well, tell me some more about what you did at Hot Lake.
Well, that was about the time I think we got our first car was the Studebaker, and I think we got it about the time Hot Lake got there, and we'd go down to Hot Lake in the car, and Dr. Five one day in the year during the school year, he'd come and get all the school kids and take them up to this place, and we called it the park. It was a place where they had different things, swings, and different concessions, and he'd take us up there for the noon meal, and then he'd have us play in the afternoon, and then he'd put us in the car and take us back to Hot Lake again.
Why do you think he did that?
Well, just out of the goodness of his heart.
Oh, really?
He seemed to enjoy doing it.
Good. Every so often, or once a year? How
once
often?
About.
Once a year?
About once a year, I think.
That must have been in the good weather.
And he'd have an awfully good meal, I remember. I ate my first borscht soup there.
Borscht soup?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That was pretty exotic.
I didn't think it was so good for cold soup.
Well, it was made with beets, wasn't it? Or was it with
cabbage? Yes, I found out afterward it was made with beets.
Yes, and then did you have some kind of sour cream on top?
I can't remember if I had anything.
That's often put on top of borscht.
Well, maybe they did.
That helps the flavor a lot, I think.
Maybe they did.
Yeah. Well, at Hot Lake itself, when you went over there, did you go there when you were a small child or when you were older?
Well, we weren't very old when they used to go.
Maybe 10?
When he come to the school and get us.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't think I was, maybe I was 10. Maybe
but the park wasn't, the park you said wasn't at Hot Lake, was it?
No, there's a place up the canyon with the roads divide.
Yeah, right.
And there's a place in there they always call the park.
I see.
But Leinbergers had it. They'd have different things, I think. I remember they had this big swing that you'd swing in it and it'd swing out over the creek. And my sisters got in it and I watched them and scared me to death. And I thought, sure, they were going to fall in that water. And I've been afraid of water ever since.
Oh, really? You don't like to swim?
Well, I'd like to after I get in there, but it has a horror for me before. I can get in myself more than some of the folks are in it. Then I worry about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to get you to talk more about Hot Lake. What do you remember about
nice
what went
place.
On there?
They had a big desk out. It was shaped oval.
Yeah, I've seen that picture.
And they had that big desk for where you registered, you know. And then the rooms were upstairs. And to the right, you go over to the mineral baths or whatever that was they had. And as a kid, we didn't pay too much attention on it. We'd go where our folks went, and I know it was a nice place. It was awfully nice. And then upstairs would be where people would stay, that come there for the doctor.
Yes.
And they had a nice shiny floor downstairs, and everything was kept up good. And I remember that to the right as you went out the door was a room and it was full of flowers. Seemed like they were mostly green flowers. And as I remember, they were some kind of green flowers.
You think it was like a greenhouse where they raised plants?
Well, I think they didn't raise them, but I think they just had a room there for plants.
It'd be a pleasant place to go and sit.
Yes.
And I suppose they might like to take some plants up to hospital rooms, too.
Yes, they did.
And then do you remember what Hot Lake itself looked like at the time? Did it have a lot of lilies and other plants in it, or was it just clear water?
No, it was clear water, as I remember, and smelled like heck.
Sulfur.
And they had another, after you went by Hot Lake and went over the viaduct, it wasn't a viaduct there then, but after you went over it and to your left, there was a spring over there that run all the time, and every time we'd go past there, Dad would always have to stop and go over and drink some of that water.
Oh, yes.
And it was the same water, that kind of water that was in the lake that didn't smell good.
That spring is still there, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
And he wanted to drink it because he thought it would be good for him, I suppose.
I imagine he didn't say it, but I imagine it was.
Did he invite you to take a drink, too?
No, I never did take a drink because I didn't like that stuff.
It smelled so bad. If he'd forced you to take a drink, I suppose you would have fought him off.
Probably so.
We're almost done. I don't want to keep you too long here, but maybe just a few more minutes. Tell me about church activities that you remember from your youth.
Well, we had the travel in Sunday schools, and they would come out from the Grand and hold Sunday school in our school, and I taught Sunday school several times. They'd have cards to give us, and we'd talk about, sometimes we'd talk about things on those cards, but as far as a regular church like they have now, I don't think they had any of those in the country. You had to go down. My mother was a Presbyterian, and I don't know whether she would go to a church or not. She never did say.
You didn't notice what she was doing on Sunday mornings, I guess.
Well, I guess we knew she went someplace, but we didn't pay attention where it was, if she did.
Well, as children, I suppose one of the things you did was memorize verses from the Bible.
Yes. And then we had a verse, I can't remember it now, but we put a string in the Bible and hold it up and say something that was out of the Bible, and pretty soon it started to go over the Bible, start going round, and that was a sign that it was answering that question.
Oh, really?
And I don't remember what the feast was in the Bible now, but where a certain place you had to put the string, and I can't remember where it was.
Now, do you mean that the string was going around, or the Bible
was
going around?
No, the Bible was turning.
Was it the string attached to the string?
Yes.
Bible? And was this like...
The string was run through the Bible up here and down, and through the Bible down, or through the Bible down. They had two Bibles, and through the other Bible down below to hold it.
I don't understand how that worked, do you?
No. I think it's kind of like a Ouija board.
I think it sounds like it, yes. But that was supposed to be a sign that you were getting the answer to your question?
Yes.
Can you remember a question?
No, I can't. Do you remember when we did that?
No, I don't remember that one at all, Mom.
That must have been before your time.
I think so. I remember the Ouija board.
Yes, I remember it too. But
did a lot of people use the Ouija board then?
Yes, quite a few people had them.
And what would be a question that they might want the Ouija board to answer? Am I going to get rich?
All kinds of questions. Yeah, some of them would ask.
When am I going to get married?
Going to get married, and if they were going to have children, how many they'd have.
Oh, yes.
And stories like that. But I always thought that whoever had their hand on the Ouija board was running it themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't have much faith in it.
I think you were right there. Were you aware at the time of very many other people who went to church or had a strong religious belief?
Well, I don't know. I know that we were Christian Scientists. And of course,
that was after you were married, wasn't it?
Well, I joined the church after I was married, but I remember them telling about putting some material in the mailboxes, and they thought it was silly and things like that. They didn't think they were on the right track.
I'm wondering how important religion seemed to be in most people's lives.
Well, they used it all the time. They talked about God and things like that, but as far as having any get-together, you know, and talking about it, I can't remember that they did that.
Was there much conversation about the devil and hellfire?
Oh, yes. You're going to hell for sure if you didn't do right. And
so was it, do you think that a lot of people saw religion as a source of fear for not doing right?
Yes, I think they did. And I remember when I was serving in the Reading, because I was older then, and the girl came in there one day, and she was feeling bad and having trouble in her family and things, and talked to me and about the devil, and she said he was on her shoulder, and she saw him, she knew he was there. And I told her it was in her mind that it was a devil. No, sir, she said, he's sitting on my shoulder, I can see. And I think some people are like that. Mm-hmm. They think the devil's going to get them for sure. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear talk about heaven?
Yes.
What was that supposed to be like?
That was supposed to be a beautiful place. With God up there.
And did many people seem to think that that's where they were going when they died?
Well, yes, most people did. Uh-huh. If they were religious at all, they thought they were. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that helped them in some way?
Oh, I think it helped them. I think any, regardless of where they went, I think that a little of that helped them.
Well, I'm wondering whether it was so difficult to get to live then, everything you had to do, that going to heaven seemed like a relief compared to every day's work.
Oh, we never thought of it that way.
You didn't?
No, we always steered away from there.
Okay. So, sin was in people's minds, I guess.
Yes.
Was it hard for many people to keep from sinning?
Well, I imagine there were some people that were, but most of them lived a good life and enjoyed themselves.
Now, do you think that's the way it really was, or is that the way you'd like to think it was?
No, I guess that's the way I'd think it was.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to go back and reconstruct that, I know.
Yes.
Life is a veil of tears. Did you ever hear that expression?
Yes.
And that probably comes from people who are discouraged and having to work very hard and not having much money and not having good clothes and figuring there must be a better life after this one.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And what did the preachers look like?
Well, they had nice suits on and not a... Some of them wore robes, but not very many of them. And they'd get up in front there at the schoolhouse and preach to us for about an hour.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what they talked about?
They'd talk about sin and heaven. And
same things I was mentioning here.
And God.
Yeah.
They're like the man that... He went to church and there wasn't hardly anybody there, so he sat in the back seat, and he was from a farm, and he was a hired man, and after the service, the preacher went to him and said, well, did you enjoy my service? And the man said, yes, but he said, I live on a farm, and I feed the cows, and I don't feed them the whole load, or there's only three there.
In other words, you talk too long. That's a good one. So let's end it there.
I'm just about out of tape anyway. Oh, I like that story.